delegation to respond to questions that have been raised so far. Excellency, you have the floor.
Merci. Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through you, allow me to thank all the distinguished representatives who have thus far kindly taken the floor. I am aware of the limited time we have available, and at this stage, I would therefore like personally to address just two or three points before inviting some members of my delegation, coming from 20 or so departments and ministries covering the various issues, to consider taking the floor in a very concise way to bring up points that might have been raised by delegations. Generally speaking, my attention was drawn to the reference by some speakers to an issue relating to extrajudicial executions. Those do not take place in Algeria. It's possible that the sources may be outdated. Law enforcement officers with proper framing in court orders make legitimate use of their weapons if they are legitimately protecting themselves or as part of the arrest or detention of persons who are armed and are making use of their arms against the authorities. Such situations as described do not exist in my country. With regard to the so-called limitations on freedom of expression, I can say that there are no journalists being held in Algerian prisons as a result of what they have written. If there are any journalists being held, it is because of activities outside of the professional sphere. They undoubtedly make reference to their status as journalists to try to mobilize a reaction, trying to seek preferable treatment, despite the fact that the law applies equally to all. A third point I would like to come back to is that of religion. In Algeria, nobody is being imprisoned because of the religion or faith they have chosen, or the way in which they choose to worship the Almighty. Offences may be committed by individuals regardless of motivation. They may choose to invoke religious or social reasons. But when one is collecting funds illegally, that illegal collection of donations is deemed to be an offence. And I would underscore that as part of cooperation on counter-terrorism, this is something which applies in all of those countries that have legislation in place to combat terrorism. Persons who may be sentenced to prison terms following a judicial trial involving proper due process have therefore been sentenced pursuant to the rule of law. There is no arbitrary detention. I would simply mention that of the 41 million Algerians in total, 11 million are attending school, university, vocational training, or other types of education, all of which is covered by the state in terms of fees, but also in the form of bursaries. There is a degree of dropout, as is the case elsewhere, but this is not the fault of the educational system. That system is committed to ensuring that all girls and all boys can receive a good education. Dropout may derive from specific family circumstances and social considerations. At this point, I would like to ask Mr. Mourad Sid Hamid, the Director of Specialized Criminal Justice within the Ministry of Justice, to kindly respond briefly to some specific points that were raised. He will be followed by Mr. Salim Jalal, a director working at the Ministry of Solidarity, the Family and Women. Could I ask you to keep your replies brief?